Thank you, Brother Dixon. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord with you today. I count an honor and a privilege. I told Brother Charles, I said, I sure would like to come here and listen and just hear these men of God that I don't never get to hear. Don't never get to hear them preach, and I'd sure love to hear them preach. I love good preaching. Love good singing. Boy, I tell you what, still ought to be shouting over the singing. Amen? I ought to be running the aisles and shouting over the singing. It's so good. God bless you for blessing my heart in the song. Good to be at Mount Olive Church. Good to see all of God's children. Appreciate the humble pastor, his family, and all of God's blessings. We're not detaining you no longer. The Lord let us. Somebody give me a wave in about 25 minutes. You just do like this. Amen. I'll start landing her in the airport by the grace of God. All right. If you will, take your Bibles. Let's turn this morning, if you will, to Philippians chapter 3. I'm serious about that now. Don't let me down. Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 and 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Lord gave me this message riding down the road in an old 18-wheeler. Took me about 2 hours to figure it out till he'd give it to me. And after I finally figured out he'd done give me what I needed, I had a shouting fit. Amen? I stumbled all over it for a long time. God said, I done give it to you 2 hours ago when you left Nashville and you just didn't want to realize it. And when I finally realized, I said, Lord, thank you so much. Amen. Hey. Amen. I believe in a God calling.
Amen.
I believe in a Holy Ghost moving.
Amen.
Brother, you better get out of your cabinet if that's the only place you get a message. You better go down the woodshed and pray and ask God for what you need, amen? Because it's afresh from glory, and I don't like second-hand mail, amen? I like first-class mail. Hallelujah. And so the Bible reads like this, if you'll stand with us this morning and reverence the reading of God's Word, if you're able, verses 1, 2, and 3. Paul, the writer and the author, the Bible said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord, to write the same things to you. To me indeed it's not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Let us bow our heads. Father, we need your help. And Lord, to you be the glory for anything that's said, done, or accomplished. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the privilege to be here in this place. God, we pray for your leadership, your guidance. In your name we pray. And all of God's people says, amen. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Just in the way of a refresher, let's put our hands together, give God praise and glory for what you've already enjoyed in this conference. Amen? God's been good to you. You've already seen more power here demonstrated this morning. Brother Dixon said you had a Holy Ghost moving of God last night and yesterday. Amen. You've already had more of the power of God than most people and most places experiencing maybe 30 years. Amen? We've got accustomed to it. Kind of got gloated on it. We don't need to do that. Everything God sends, thank Him for it. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll be using, by the grace of God, Philippians chapter 3. And I'd like to use this thought. Are you singing the blues or are you shouting about the blessings?
Amen.
Are you singing the blues or are you shouting about the blessings?
Amen.
Oh, sure. The world that we live in today, if you look at the economy, it is in a state of collapse. If you are looking at morality, it is in a state of decay.
Amen.
If you're looking at our safety and our military and all the things that are going on there, we are in distress.
Amen.
But if you're looking up, it'll be all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Are you singing the blues? Are you shouting about the blessings? Paul said to the Philippian church, if you'll go back and you'll look, finally my brethren are in addition to, he's saying, rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say, amen, to walk around with your head down and worried to death. That's not our duty. Our duty is to rejoice. It's God's business to take care of what you and I cannot handle. Amen. Thank God this morning. So number one is, Paul is saying, no doubt, in the Word of God. Now, the Bible tells me, I believe, that it was Epaphroditus that had brought this letter from Rome, more than likely, where Paul the Apostle had written to the Philippian church. One church out of many that Paul had never had any kind of distrust or any kind of confusion with. Amen. And so Epaphroditus brings this letter back to the Philippian church from Rome. And the Bible tells me, amen, that the Word of God says it's about joy and rejoicing. Why would I say that? Well, the Bible said here in Philippians, it's mentioned some 16 times about joy and rejoicing. Amen. You know, the devil would love to just get you loaded down, bogged down, worried to death, stressed out, bent over, hallelujah. But let me tell you something, friend. We're going to win. It's already stated, we're winners. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We can walk out of this building. We can give the world a smile and stay on the upside and know God said it. Amen. It wasn't some pep talk, some yoga session. It was God's word. Amen. So you preachers, get your head up, your chin back, your shoulders straight. Preach the word. Don't worry about what the devil says. Just do God's business and do it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. Singing the blues or shouting about the blessings. God said, first of all, hurry, Russ. He's going to wave his hand in a minute. Number one, their confidence and where it was placed. Paul said, now, if you're going to quit singing the blues and go to shouting about the blessings, you're going to have to know where your confidence is placed.
Amen.
It's not in the dogs, and those are scavengers that roam the streets looking for something to devour. If you're a church member and you're living like that, you need to get saved in this service.
Amen.
Amen. If you're an evil worker, that's a Judaizer. They believe in cutting the flesh. Amen. More than living by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
They got an old sharp tongue. They like to let that thing hang out and wag, and they'll just cut left and right, destroy people on every side. Hallelujah. Get Jesus, and you'll have some bits that'll hold it. Amen. In place. Woo! You'll quit singing the blues and start shouting about the blessings. Amen. Somebody always sitting on the pew ain't happy with the preacher, ain't happy with the singing, ain't happy with the deacon, ain't happy with the church. Friend, it's your soul that's in trouble. Get it right with God.
Amen.
Paul said this. It's not in his person or self. Verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, Paul said. It's not in his person. It's not in his position. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews, and he was a Pharisee. It was not in his position. God help me. I don't want to be Mr. Big Monkey. I want to be a water boy and be a good one by the grace of God. Paul said, quit singing the blues and go to shouting about the blessings. Know where your confidence is placed. It's not in your person. It's not in your position. And it's sure not in political correctness. The world says you got to do it like this or you're not doing it right. Well, I'm just going to go with what was here before the world ever got here.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to go with what was here before anybody else got here. So he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so Paul said, it's not in the person, it's not in the position, it's not in the political correctness, because see, they were doing it according to the law. The law in that day was politically correct. But Paul said over in verse 3, he said, I'm going to do it. Not in the person, not in the position, not in the political correctness, but I'm going to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank God. And you said, Brother Russ, what do you mean by that? He said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no hope or no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
Now, if you know that your confidence and where it is placed is right, verses 4 through 6. What happens next when you quit singing the blues and you start shouting about the blessings? Well, Paul said, wait a minute, this Philippian church, it knows where its confidence is, but what about something else? Paul said, what about the count and how it's perceived? Amen? I mean, everybody wants to count a little bit in the house of God. Right? The world says strike 3 and you're out. Read how many counts they are in Philippians 3. There's 4. The fourth count belongs to my elder brother. And when the devil gets you pinned on the mat and goes putting his foot on your neck and he says strike 1, strike 2, strike 3. And I reach out and say, yeah, now strike 4. Woo! We don't count like the world does. We count holy in the Lord.
Amen.
The world says the number 13 is unlucky. But yet it was 13 times that the children of God marched around the walls of Jericho. The first great battle and victory for God's redeemed. It's a holy number.
Amen.
We don't count like the world does.
Amen.
The count and the way it is perceived is different with a born-again believer than it is with the world. Paul said, now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. He said here in the Word, and I like this, the word suffering, Paul is saying in verse 8, and that'll go from verses 7 to verse 13, the count and how it is perceived. He says here, the word suffering, Paul is saying, I have forfeited all things that I may win Christ.
Amen?
Amen? Yes. That's what he said.
Yes. Amen.
Now, Paul is saying this in verse 8, by confessing Christ through faith, I know that I can get the count perceived the right way. And then, after I confess Christ through faith, Paul said then the next count is, amen, that I crucify, amen, I crucify, thank God, according to the Word of God, the Bible tells me, by crucifying the flesh, not only confessing Christ through faith, but crucifying His flesh through Christ Jesus. Can I say to you this morning, it's amazing how many people count their new car or their old car, their new house, or maybe it's an old house, their little job or their big job. We count things so important, don't we, a lot of time. But Paul said, it's all done. Just a pile of manure. Amen. It don't mean nothing. I'd rather have Jesus. Amen. Amen. Folks, the world's listening. How's the count sounding? Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, listen, quit singing the blues and go to shouting about the blessings. But you'll have to know, amen, where your confidence is placed. And you'll know about the count, how it's perceived. If you don't, the devil will confuse you.
Amen.
I may be broken, I may be in bad shape physically, and they may have to roll me in the house of God, but if I'm saved, Tanya, we're winners! And there's no price you can put on that. I like what you said. All right, hurry before he raises his hand. Got 5 minutes after that, hadn't I? All right. The Bible said, number three, not only the confidence in where it is placed. Now, God sent this. Listen, verses 4-6. Number two, the count how it's perceived, verses 7-13. Then number three, the calling and its preciousness. It's just Paul the apostle saying, listen, folks. There's something about this calling. I walked in this building today and I looked over at Brother Willis and I thought about how many times I've heard him preach the old time Holy Ghost power of God. And I looked over at Brother Dixon and I thought about how many times he and I had been together and he had blessed my heart and preached the Holy Word of God. Hallelujah. Brother, there is a preciousness in the calling of the Lord. Not just preachers, born again believers. Where in the world would the church be without born again believers? Paul said, the calling and its preciousness. The reason a lot of people don't fill the pew on Sunday morning on time, or either wait till about the preaching hour, or maybe they just skip and just come one Sunday a month. It's not real precious. Paul said here, you'll sing the blues when you ain't got the blessings. That's right. When you ain't got no blessings, you're just a grumble box. An old pity party. An old pooched out lip. Nobody wants to be around somebody like that. But if you walk in with a wheelchair and you're rolling down the aisle and you holler, whoa, I'm saved by grace and I'm born again and I'm loving this way. It's a good time to be around that person. Amen. Paul rejoiced more in jail than we've ever rejoiced in church. Paul said, wait a minute. The calling and its preciousness. According to verse 14, the Bible said this, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Word said. It defines the mark in verse 14, and then it defines the mark in verse 17. Y'all watching the Word of God? Amen. It defines it. Paul said, pat them folks on the back, put them, amen, in some kind of leadership position, and use them regardless. No, he didn't. Now, Paul said, if they're not right with God, mark them. Paul said, mark them. If they're not founded in the Lord, then mark them. Give them time to grow up. Give them time to get dedicated. Don't try to do something that's not in them. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The calling and its preciousness, according to God's word in verse 14, it defines the mark. In other words, we're either serving salvation or sin. And then I like what he said in verse 15. The Bible said, let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded, if anything, amen, you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. What you saying, Brother Russ? I'm saying what God told me was, amen, according to God's word, it directs the mind. See, there's just one rule and one way. That's why the world's so confused. We brought in multiple gods. That's right. But there's no gods except one. You are politically correct when you say, oh, there's plenty of gods and I'll just pick one. No, you're wrong in Jesus Christ. You may be politically correct, but you're positioned against the kingdom of God. The Bible said it directs the mind. According to what God's word said, Look at what he said in verse 16. Amen. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Can you imagine a church, amen, with its calling being that precious that everybody's walking in step one with another? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Paul said, listen, this ain't some cheap something that you drug out of the closet. I got it Walmart on a special. This costs the blood of the Lamb of God. And it is precious. Well, I'm going to close. How many much time we got? How much? Woo! Boy, I'm getting too big a hurry. We've looked at the confidence and where it's placed and the count and how it's perceived. We talked about the calling and its preciousness. How it defines the mark and directs the mind. Whether we are in righteousness of God in Christ Jesus or not. But there's one last thing I'd like to mention. By the grace of God, and then I'll try to close. And I'm going to cover it very quickly. Then we'll leave you a thought that happened to me personally. Our conversation, and how powerful is it? Our conversation, and how powerful is it? The Bible said this in verse 20. He said, for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. That's what God said in His Word. Number one is, in our conversation, and how powerful is it? The conversation starts in heaven. Let me tell you something. You ain't had no conversation till you've heard from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! I like that! You can get up and you can blabble for 30 minutes, but if heaven ain't sent no message, you're alone! Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when you get a child of God and they get in connection with the Lamb of God, hallelujah, brother, you get mail first class, hallelujah. That's right. Our conversation, and how powerful is it? It reaches all the way to heaven. Amen. Christ, number two, not only our conversation, but Christ in our heart. The change in our, according to God's Word, house. Y'all hearing me this morning? What God's saying. We all got a house, right? Or you could call it our body. But Paul's saying there's going to be a change going on.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm glad this conversation that you had at Calvary is going to be the very thing that caused that change.
Amen.
How powerful is it? It's powerful enough to keep your soul out of hell and make a home on the other side called heaven. Amen.
Amen.
It's powerful enough to give you joy and peace and contentment in the hour of trouble if you'll trust the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is powerful. Paul knew that.
Amen.
But he said the climax is how the Lord handles it. I had a funeral about 2 weeks ago. A dear lady, I didn't know her that well. She is Catholic. In the community where I try to pastor, the church that I attend and love. Her son died at 62 years old. He was a businessman, flew all over the world. I didn't know much about him. I shook his hand three times, spoke to him. He'd always been nice to me and show me hospitality. I told the mother after Yvonne and I went up and sat down with her. She's in her 80s. I said, I'll do the best I can. All I could do was place him in the hands of a merciful and just God.
Right.
And tell everybody that God's a God that cares and loves humanity.
Amen.
I rubbed shoulders with doctors and lawyers. He had a team of lawyers that come from Birmingham and sat there in the funeral. And Satan come to me when we went in the parlor and had prayer. And I raised my head first after we'd prayed, and they all were full-blooded Catholics. And it was like Satan said, your hands is tied. If you have any dignity in your life, and you don't walk over these people's right to be whatever they want to be, you won't intrude upon their faith. And I said, God, you're right. To some degree, my hands are tied. And so I done the best I could. I wanted to just get up and scream as loud as I could. Oh, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. Let Jesus be your Lord. I wanted to do it, Skeeter, so bad I couldn't stand it. But I held back. And I done the best I could. And after it was over, I felt good in my heart. And we went to the house. I got my Bible down. God gave me a message and I was so excited. I walked in the building that morning early, had a bunch of men there early, and we were standing there talking and I couldn't wait for the preaching hour because I just felt what God had given me was so good. Isn't it amazing how God handles it? Hey, let God handle it!
Amen.
Somebody in this building right now has got a hold of something you can't handle and you need to let God have it and you can quit singing the blues and go to shouting about the blessings of Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
About 5 minutes till 10 o'clock, this little girl walked in, 23-year-old. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not putting no praise on the people. I'm putting praise on the process God worked out. I told them, I said, if you'll be true to God, God will see this thing through. If you fold up, God will take back what He give. She walked through this door, and she had this big old tall, lanky fella with her. And he was a rough-looking rascal. He walked in, And I called her by name. I said, Stephanie, how you doing? She said, I'm great, preacher. I said, that's wonderful. Stephanie had come out of drugs, alcohol, and prostitution. She had 3 illegitimate babies. Darling babies. I met them all at church. They've sat on the front bench there where I try to pastor. Stephanie had a smile on her face. Before this Sunday, my wife and I went home and Stephanie got up and after she got saved and seen people how happy they were in church and how good it was to be born again, she began to want her children back and she wanted to have a good life in the Lord. She went and got her a job. She had to quit because they tried to get her back on drugs and so she got another job. I hope this job's working out better. But anyway, I told my wife, I said, there's no way Stephanie's going to make it, are they? I said, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money to sustain her. And I don't have enough knowledge to try to help her out. I've told her all I know to do. I told her about Jesus. But I don't know what to do. And she said, no, Russ. Other than a miracle from God, Stephanie won't make it. I talked to a man over in Grassland, Tennessee. Was a certified public counselor. Had been to college for that. He said, has she got a sponsor? I said, no, she did have. I just didn't know it. I didn't remember she had a sponsor. I'd forgot about it. She had a sponsor, and I let it slip my mind. He said, she got a sponsor? I said, no. He said, she won't never make it. He said, I'd give you all the literature I got, but he said, without a sponsor, I'd go be back in drugs and alcohol and prostitution and the devil will have her back. And I said, God have mercy. No, I said, I won't have it. I'll pray day and night that God will rescue her. Well, that morning, Stephanie walked in with that big old lanky guy. She had a big old smile on her face. I'm telling you, our conversation and the power that is in it. Don't you let the devil tell you to hush. Sit down, shut up, stand up and holler it to the top of your lungs. Amen. Jesus lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And because He lives, we can live also.
Amen.
So we walked in the house of God, sat down. This old big lanky guy went to me in Sunday school class. I went up in the study. I prayed. They had Sunday school. Came back down, walked into the auditorium, still had my Bible. I just a gnawing on it. I was so hungry to preach. And one of the men walked over where I was at and he said, you know about so-and-so and I'll call his name. He said, you know what he is? I said, no. He said, he's Catholic. I said, he's Catholic. He said, yeah, he's Catholic. I walked over and sat down in the pew. Few seconds, they said, come ahead, preacher. I walked up behind the podium, opened my Bible, put it up on the back of that thing. I'll let you have it. You can hold it right there. I'm finished with it. And God said, you ain't going to preach. I said, I'm not going to preach. And I'm having a conversation, me and the Lord, all these folks sitting out there watching us. And I'm talking to the Lord just like I'm talking now, except for wouldn't be viable. I said, yo, God, what am I supposed to do? God said, I'll tell you when it comes time. Hold on. I said, okay. And so I stood there a minute, and God said, now, wait a minute. He said, yesterday, your hands is tied, right? I said, yes, Lord, they were. He said, didn't I hear that that old boy was a Catholic? I said, yes, Lord. He said, your hands are loose. I said, well, what I need to do, God said, get out of that pulpit. Walk over the corner of that stage. Call that man by name and tell him to come up here and present the plan of salvation. Now I'm talking, he's 27 years old. He's been shot 3 times in Afghanistan, almost killed. He sure wasn't afraid of this little preacher or anybody in that building. He was not intimidated. God said he's going to laugh you to scorn, probably cuss you out, and walk out of this building and never get saved on account of your stupidity. And God said, no, you ain't. That's the devil talking. So I said, okay, Lord, I've done far worse. I'm going to do it. Put my Bible down, walked over the edge of stage. I called him by name. I said, would you come up here, sir? I said, I want to talk to you just a minute. He got up out of the bench, walked up where I was at. I put both arms around him because he didn't want him to hit me. And I said, so-and-so, I called him a name. I said, God loves you and I love you. But I said, I got to present to you the plan of salvation, Romans 10:9. Ephesians 4, by grace through faith. Amen, you are saved. That not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then 1 John 1:9, where he said, if you'll come and confess your sins, I'm faithful and just, forgive your sins and cleanse you. Woo! From all unrighteousness. And that old boy looked at me with big old bug eyes. And I said, would you like to be born again? He said, I sure would. Woo! I'm telling you, old Sherman Bibby, come out of the pew with his hands in the air. He heard them words, born again. Amen. He knew what it's all about. Listen, I just want you to know this morning, my wife and I, my faith had got weak. Have you waved your hand yet? All right. My wife and I had decided it was a helpless cause. I've been pastoring over 30 years. Brother Dixon, I've not seen near what you have or Brother Willis or these other men of God. But I'd give up. The devil said, you're going to lose. And I said, well, if I do, I'll lose holding on to God's unchanging hand. Whoa! Hallelujah! I'm telling you, you will not lose. You will win. Our conversation, and how powerful is it? It may keep your child out of hell. It may keep your marriage together. It may keep your home out of the sin's clutches. It may keep your church on the right track in the power of the Holy Ghost. I say to you this morning, let us speak with the tongue of the Lord, seasoned with the salt of God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost. Amen. I love you this morning. I love you. I'm not going to quit doing what God said do. The bigger the load, the harder the way. The louder I want to shout. I'm not going to sing the blues. I'm going to shout the blessings. I don't want to learn the tune. I want to stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you walk in your church Sunday morning, you're to have a 20-minute shouting session over salvation in the Lord. Amen. That's right. Well, I didn't tell you the climax, did I? Mike come walking back in next Sunday, and he said, can I say something? I said, you sure can, buddy. He's going back to Afghanistan in another month. Going to fight for my freedom to preach like this. Well, I pray God bring him back. But if he don't, God knows what's best. Stephanie stood with him They're not married yet, but they're going to get married shortly. Boy, it makes me feel good. I know God just reached back with a full fist and whomped the devil right upside the head, brought blood. He's still got bruises over that, and amen. He'll do it for you too.
Amen.
And for you and for you. He loves you just like He loves anybody else. Don't walk out of this building with the blues. Walk out with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
He said, I just want the church to know we bought a chicken farm. Got 5 chicken houses and 3 bedroom house. Is that right? Am I getting that right this time? Last time I said 5 bedroom house and 3 chicken houses. Steve said, no, 5 chicken houses, 3 bedrooms. She didn't have a place to lay her head. She's living with her uncle. They rested her on the side of the street about 2 miles from the church. Took her to jail. And that's where she'd been until they released her. And her uncle and aunt took her in. And now she's got a farm and a godly husband. And she's saved. And they're going to raise chickens. And they got a 3-bedroom house. And thank God they got a hallelujah Savior that loves them.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's no need to sing the blues. Shout the blessings
Amen.
Of the glory of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That ain't no fairy tale, Isaiah. Oh, we had a shouting time that morning. I never did preach. We just shouted. God wants to do for us a miracle.
Amen.
Not just an average thing. That ain't how God works. God wants to do extraordinary.
Amen.
Where you and I can't go, He has trod. I got a hush. Wave your hand. Ah, thank you. Would you give the Lord praise and glory? Save Him! Come on, you can do better than that. I could have got more claps out of a dead man than that. Come on, put your hands together and give God glory! I love you.
Amazing what God can do, isn't it?